David, hello.
Hi, Neil. My wife works in a major hospital with the COVID areas and all that, and they're redeploying staff that are not qualified to do certain procedures. And the union has also come involved and reported up to that. So the union are looking into these things as well. So it's all good to redeploy people, but they've got to be qualified in what they're doing. So heavens knows who, if you're a patient, if you're going to be looked after, who's actually fully qualified.
So what are you saying? They'd be taking, for example, an infectious disease nurse and putting her into theatre or something like that?
Yeah, or even just people that generally should be cardiology and have specialised skills, and then putting the cardiology ward and they're not skilled in that cardiology area.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just shift people around and willy-nilly and treat them like, basically the staff are being treated like numbers, not, you know, as good. You know, the minister says, oh, we thank you. They're all words. This has all come about because the government hasn't bothered years ago to put money into the system to get people, and the system fails because it's been failing for years.
Is your wife exhausted?
My wife is at a stage, but she's thinking of resigning. Like many, many members that she works for, she wants to resign. And the only reason why we can't is we can't afford it. And it's got to that stage where a lot of people that she knows no longer work in the system because they just can't take them. Mentally, it's draining.
And she wants to resign because she's exhausted, because of the psychological pressure, everything.
Everything. It's not just her. It's a lot of the staff there. The management up there, it's all words. Everything they do is words, 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 but they don't actually do anything. They're supposed to take the management and actually put them on the floor. You don't see many managers actually getting off their backside and getting out there and helping out the junior staff and that. You know, so this government is all talk about words. These things have been going on for months, if not years, and then it's just catching up to them where now it's really binding them.
Okay.
And they're getting less staff. There's even people that want to come from overseas to do into the hospital system, and the red tape to get these people in here is not just state but federal. It's unbelievable.
All right, David, we'll pursue that tomorrow, and, good on your wife for staying in there. Whatever the reasons, thank you for that. I'll take a quick break, but that comes back to what I've been saying all along. We were supposedly flattening the curve to get ready, and now it's hit. We're not ready.